Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Odin's Movie Blog. I am the critic who is a cynic. How is everyone doing this evening? And yes, you saw me right before the intro as I clicked the wrong button, but hopefully we are not simulcasting to two different YouTube streams tonight like we were on Sunday, and instead are streaming to our typical platforms of YouTube, Periscope, over on Twitter, and, of course, to the D Live fam. Welcome, though, to another episode of the Welcome to Asgard podcast. This is episode 201 of the Welcome to Asgard podcast. Very excited to have us go well over 201 episodes, because there are several episodes that never actually had even a number in the first place. So thank you all very much for being here and supporting the channel for this long, to the point that we've had 200 shows minimum over the past several months. Tonight, though, we are going to be talking about a couple of things, one of which is that I indeed have decided to launch a brand new channel. It is a variation of the Welcome to Asgard channel. Essentially, it is the Welcome to Asgard channel that I had previously had. I have since taken the videos down. That was, of course, by accident, and I figured, well, I already have all my videos unlisted. A lot of the videos that are unlisted really deserve to be on the main channel, and so I could easily transfer them over to the main channel at some point in the future. So why not change it into something else? And that is why yesterday I officially launched, and this was last night, the newest channel, the newest part of the Odin's Movie Blog universe, the OMB universe, one could say. And it is a channel that I am dubbing to be the OMB Report. And so if you wish to support the OMB Report, please consider going over to www.youtube.com/c/theOMBReport to get access to the couple of videos I already have. One is an introduction video just explaining what it is and what I plan to do with that channel. And the second video is the first official video on the channel today, dealing with how there are polls showing that 79% of Trump supporters believe the election was stolen. And because of that video having that kind of language in there, even though it's in quotes, even though it is a commentary on a poll that was done by a completely verified news source, YouTube, of course, had to step in and one, demonetize that video with zero views on it, and two, also had to put the little bitty tiny thing below the video saying, well, actually, AP has called this race for somebody else, because that is, of course, just what YouTube does. So anyway, if you want to support that channel, please consider subscribing if you have not done so already. Again, you can see the link up there. You can find a link, a direct link to it, over down in the description of this video, of this live stream. And so please consider doing that if you want. I believe I also have a link for my DLive fam as well. And it is very exciting times indeed. The OMB Report is going to be focusing on news, politics, and religious commentary, because I've been very active with this information, with this kind of content over on my Twitter. I realized that, well, my Twitter's name is OMB Reviews, as I've just relabeled the Twitter. Odin's Movie Blog, obviously, is still the basic handle, and I want that to be specifically geared towards movie news, pop culture news, things like that, and not want to overburden people that might want to follow me for the movie news, the movie talk, that kind of stuff, to follow the channel with a lot of political stuff. And so I have since made a second Twitter handle, which is also aptly named the OMB Report, so you can follow me over on Twitter with that as well, where I will continue to have my political commentary about the news of the day. So if that's something that you liked, follow me on Twitter with before, you can follow me over to that new Twitter account. And if not, well then, hey, get ready for hopefully more movie, specifically movie related content over on that channel. So anyway, thank you all for your love and for your support. And again, please consider subscribing over to the OMB Report. Cannot wait to see what we are able to do with that. And with all that being said, let's go ahead and say hello to some people. So let's shout out my DLive fam first and foremost. I don't know exactly where things got left off over here, but it looks like we're going to start off with Captain Dean Heiss with the American flag. Daniel Thorne, Philly the Hobbit, what's going on? Biffy Tanning, glad to see you in the chat. Glad to see you here. We got Animation Commentator over there. What's going on, Animation Commentator? It's been a long time, I feel, since I've seen you over on DLive Fam. He says, howdy, Odin. How's it going? Mr. Peabody over there. We got Captain Dean Heiss there as well. Peabody posting links. Captain Heiss says, I went to the OMB report and it said I was already subscribed, even though it was the first time I was there. Well, as I said, Captain Heiss, that channel used to be named the Welcome to Asgard channel. So it is the same exact channel. The name has been changed and the content has essentially been, it was again by accident that my videos were unlisted in the first place. But basically, everything has been rebranded. So it's the same channel. And so if you were subscribed to the Welcome to Asgard channel, you are still subscribed to that channel. And so that's why you would have seen that. And anyone that might see that, that is the reason why. And again, it's because I already had the channel. I had already been using it for some movie stuff, some political religious stuff. And it was kind of like this mixed bag of things. I was using some of it for vlogs and other stuff. But there's also a lot of movie reviews on there. There's a lot of Blu-ray reviews on there and things like that. And so I figured those would be better suited for the main channel. And so my goal over the next several weeks, especially since I begin my time off, is to try and continue to make videos as topics become available, one of which is a topic that we'll talk about tonight, which I made the video on the main channel for. But it is mostly going to try and keep the content going on there. And yes, you'll see some videos from even months or even years ago at this point, because that's how long that second channel has actually been around. And it'll include, of course, me having some hair on my head and a lot of other things going on. So anyway, thank you all, sir, very much for your support and much love. Mr. Peabody says, it is your link I just shared. I figured as much, Mr. Peabody. Thank you again for doing that. And Will Gentry, hanging out over on DLive as well. Hope my DLive fam is swimmingly. All right. Swimmingly going well. All right. Let me jump now over to the YouTube fam. What's going on, YouTube fam? Glad to see everybody here. Back at 6:16, Eric Chung says, you better not have more than 10 people over for Thanksgiving or else. Yes. We've got these crazy governors that are demanding that you deny the fact that you have rights and that you own property, and that within that property, you have the right to do pretty much almost anything, obviously within reason, as long as you're not infringing upon the rights of anyone else. And last time I checked, if you're in your house and your family's in your house and they chose to be there, you're not infringing on anyone's rights, which means the government has absolutely no jurisdiction, at least here in America, to go in or to tell you to not do those things. Maybe talk about a couple of articles about that going around. But yes, absolutely. Titan, what's going on? Waiting for Nerdrotic. Laura in the chat. How's it going? Bryant Barth in the chat as well. Mr. Peabody, who's a member, says, think Disney got confused when they remade Black Beauty. They thought it was the Black Stallion. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Orange Hat Reviews, who's a member at 6:49, says, well, 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 I leave for a day and the OMB report is born and the ladies are full of scorn. LOL, how's everyone doing? Just fine. Orange Hat, glad to see you here. Glad to see you in the channel. Joseph Nash, how is it going? Just another red shirt. Hail to you. Glad to see you in the chat. Tina B, the Empress of the Universe. Tina B, hope you are doing swimmingly as well. And yes, I know Stephanie B will be here when she can. She still does not sure if she has internet at home. So very hopefully she does have internet. And if she doesn't, shout out to Steph, who has been trying to get back even with no internet. So again, that is awesome. That's why she's the general. And that's why she's just an amazing person altogether, just like Tina. We got Matthew Hyland in the chat. What's going on, Matthew Hyland? Megazord Jeremy, thank you so much for shortening that name. It makes it so much easier to read. We got Orange Eye Reviews as a member and says, I can feel it. The All-Father approaches. Alex Wu, what's going on? Father says, hail to the chat. I just got home from my 350-mile trip to Best Buy. Did you really have to travel 350 miles just to get... I know that you're in the middle of nowhere, but really? 350 to Best Buy? What in the world did you travel 350 miles to a Best Buy for? I hope it was good. I hope it was worth the journey, and I hope that what you were picking up, one, had no shipping option, and two, again, was well worth the visit. Please let me know. Alex McCarthy, how is it going? Good sir, says, howdy, Odin. How's it going? How's that thunder and sun of yours and the pizza? Hey, had some pizza just before the stream started. It was delightful. It was the croissant crust, DiGiorno brand with some extra pepperonis on top. It was delightful. We got some crispy peps. It was great. And yes, baby Thor is doing well as well. Just another red shirt in the chat, if I haven't shouted you out already. Amber Bucklew, what's going on, Amber? Glad to see you here. Hail to you. Tina B. tagged and says, two ads before you started. Oh, and your OMB video, YouTube made sure to try and give me some propaganda, and I sent them feedback as to not liking it. I guess they'll know me now. Yes, exactly. As I said earlier, the video got demonetized instantly, even though I talked about really nothing all that controversial. It was literally talking about two legitimate news sources, as one of my favorite political commentators says. His name is Tim Pool, and he does Tim Pool, TimCast, TimCast IRL. Great channel if you've never checked them out, especially if you like political commentary. But he loves to use something called NewsGuard, and NewsGuard is a subsidiary, or at least in relationship with Microsoft, not really a conservative or independent or libertarian group, very much of a liberal-minded group, and yet even they are giving these verifications to certain sites, and so that's all I was using. I was using these verified sites, so there's no reason for them to say anything because I was literally just using legitimate sources. Apparently, they didn't like the poll that was done by CNBC that found that information out. If you want to know more about what that poll is, again, go check out the second channel, the OMB Report, for more information about that. Pat S., who's a member on the channel, how is it going? Harvey Weinstein back in the chat as well. Hope you are doing well. Eric K., how's it going? He's a member on the channel. Very glad to see you here. Always love to see my Nerdrotic family here. The Kingslayer says, hey, hi, Odin, all-time favorite movie. What's going on, Kingslayer? Do you mean I'm your all-time favorite movie? Because if I am, that's awesome. I would say also you should probably open up your horizon a little bit because I don't know how good of a movie I really am. If you're referring to the fact that one of my all-time favorite movies is It's a Wonderful Life, then yes. If that is one of your all-time favorites as well, yes, that is a correct answer. That is the correct answer. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the controversy going on around it. And yes, a lot of people are mad. A lot of people are pissed off. But I also think a lot of people misunderstood what that story was about. Even I myself at first was like, wait a minute. What do you mean they're remaking It's a Wonderful Life with Pete Davidson from SNL as the lead, as George Bailey? Whoa, what does that mean? So I'll dive more into what actually is going on with that story. And actually, it's more positive than it is negative, if I'm going to be honest. If I'm going to be honest, and I have to be. James Dache, how is it going? Nathan Slay, how is it going as well? Father says, I'm getting a COVID test tomorrow. Yay! Why, Father? Why would you do that to yourself? You're okay. Megazord Jeremy tagged and says, now that you have a politics channel, you can be a new Tim Pool. All you need is a beanie. It's so funny because I was going to wear a beanie the other day because I just got a new pair of headphones after a couple years because the vinyl on my old pair started to flake off. And so literally every time I would finish a stream where I'd be listening to people or I would be listening to the content to make sure my levels were okay, all of a sudden I'd have all these like just this pieces of like black garbage trash on my head. Basically, it was the vinyl peeling off, and because I have the bald head now, it would stick to it, and it would stick to my ears and all that stuff, and it was awful. It was annoying. So I went out of my way, bought some new headphones, which so far are okay. I do prefer my older headphones, but obviously if these are going to be more durable, then that is going to be a good thing for sure. However, with that being said, at first I was actually going to try and wear a beanie in the meantime as I waited for those headphones to come in, and that way I could still wear them and use them and not have to worry about the stuff falling off. And one of my beanies that I have, I don't have it down here with me, is very much a Tim Pool-like beanie. So maybe one day I will slowly, as that new channel progresses, I will slowly morph into Tim Pool TimCast 2.0. We'll, of course, have to wait and see what happens. Eric K. tagged and says, it's a wonderful life, even in these times. Always look on the bright side of life. Oh, yeah, I got that reference, Eric K. Absolutely. When life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. Such a great song. It really is. It's a song that has meant a lot to me. And is one that I've sung for many, many summers, actually. I used to do a summer camp where we would do shows towards the end. We called it a culminating event to try and get away from it being a competition. But don't worry, it was a competition, let's be honest. And the group I was with always won. And one of the reasons why is because we always added a kick line, and we always kicklined to that song. It was a sports camp, so getting a bunch of kids who were there for sports to do that kind of stuff was a lot of fun. It was hilarious. In Theater, who's a member on the channel, how is it going in Theater? Hope you're doing well. Father says, the parishioner I mentioned on Saturday went to the hospital today. I go tomorrow for the big Q-tip. Well, I'm praying for that parishioner. I'm hoping that they are okay. Obviously, as I remember you saying, you minister to a much older demographic. And so, obviously, I pray for them and I pray for their safety. As I see Megazord Jeremy says, Odinpool. Brian Barth says, when is the next Valhalla stream? I don't have an exact date on that yet, but because Christmas is towards the end of the month, and typically I like to have those streams towards the end of the month just to give anyone who wants a chance to join, because the way it works on Patreon and Subscribestar is that you are charged essentially within like a couple of days. And it just, I would rather have the stream later on just in case someone decides to join halfway through the month for some reason. And then that way they can still be eligible to join those streams. But obviously with Christmas, and there's a couple of months where this happens where there's something at the end of the month, which is important and can't be avoided because it's a major holiday or something. And so this is going to be one of those cases. And so I imagine that it'll probably be within the next few weeks. If not the first weekend of December, then probably the second weekend of December would be my guess. So either the 6th or the 13th, maybe the 20th at the latest. But I will keep my chosen abreast as to when that will happen. But it is once a month. It is not on the same day every single month. So you'll just have to stay tuned, good sir. You just have to stay tuned. And please make sure you smash the like button, please. We are at 55 people. Thank you again for being here. I really do appreciate it very much so. Also, to the one person who left a comment in one of my videos today saying, ooh, Odin talking about news. I wish you would do this more instead of just reading super chats. I will have you know, sir. I don't know if you've been paying attention or not. I read the chats of the people. I read the chats of the regular everyday masses because I don't force people to super chat to have their comment read. I don't force people or pressure people to donate in any capacity whatsoever. If you want to, that's great. I very much appreciate it. It helps out tremendously. Again, I do this for fun, but obviously I'm going to be very thankful for anyone that ever wants to send anything, no matter what it might be. But with that being said, I read the regular comments. Okay. I talk about new stuff. I also talk about what the people want to talk about. And that's one of the reasons why Asgard is such a great community, is because we all talk with each other. We all have fun with each other. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is. So anyway, to you, sir, maybe you need to start watching the streams a little bit more. Because the fact that you assume that I'm reading nothing but super chats means you don't pay attention. It means you're not in the streams, because if you were in the streams, you'd say, oh, wait a minute, he barely ever gets super chats or donations. And guess what? That's fine. That's fine. Nope, it's the regular people who get my attention. And of course, if you super chat, you get bumped to the front of the line, and again, that's just fair. That's just a matter of fairness. All right, to hear. Father says, OMB, yeah, you know me. Yeah, pretty much. Laura says, yeah, only 99 more shows until Meet the Spartans watch party. Yeah, so for those that missed the chosen stream, Laura had made a recommendation that once we reached the 300 episodes, at least since we've been numbering the show, that we do a watch party for, at first it was 300, and then it became, how about Meet the Spartans instead? And then we had a conversation with Tina about films that she's been watching, and she recommended a gem of a movie called Frankenstein Island. Specifically, I believe it's the Riff Tracks version. If it's not Riff Tracks, it's Mystery Science Theater 3000. I want to say it was Riff Tracks, though. And based on her description of the movie, I was immediately sold. And so something tells me that that is going to be the direction that we end up going, for whatever, for better or for worse. Miss Martin Muses, thank you very much, Miss Martin Muses, for the super sticker. I know that's got to be a rose, even though I'm not live in the chat. And if you are new to the chat, please know I fall 20 minutes behind because, boom, if you have a comment or question, all you need to do is type that Odin question. All one word, Odin question. It'll highlight orange on my screen, and it'll let me know that you're trying to get my attention. If you want a super chat or donate, that's great. I appreciate it. I will not say no to it. But also it means that your name will get pushed in the front of the line because obviously it pops up and makes me able to say, oh, look, someone's donated and there's a message there usually. And it just makes things go by quicker. But if you want to wait 20 minutes or so, please be patient. Don't double post. Don't spam because I'm not going to see it until I look down. I'm like, hey, mods, why did you delete these people? And I say, oh, because there were people that obviously don't listen to the rules. We got rules here. Right? It's a very free zone. It's a very free speech area, but there are limitations, just like with anything. So I tell my students, we talked about different aspects of what it means to be free. Freedom itself is limited. Freedom is limited. It is not absolute because there are certain things that if we do them, yeah, we can do them. But guess what? There's repercussions. There's consequences. And therefore, a limitation. Nathan Slay says, Hollywood has officially become lazy. They can only make sequels or remakes or prequels nowadays. Well, this is something that we've known for a very long time now, Nathan Slay. Hollywood has been, I mean, this is something where I'm a huge fan, and she's been mentioned previously on the channel. She is a good friend of the channel. And actually, one night on Nerdrotic, on Friday Night Tights, we were able to shout her out and get her over 1,000 subs. She's fallen behind on her videos, and she knows this. She's working on one right now, is what she tells me. But Greta Zenner, who will pop in every stream or so, has basically made a good point to say that there are different eras in movie making, right? That you have the silent era of movie making, you have Westerns, right? You have all these different genres that all existed at certain times in history. And the way in which we can really describe the current era of film that we're in now is the sequel era. You know, we are in the sequel prequel era. We are in the unoriginal concept era. And it's been this way for a while now. We still, of course, we'll have those exceptions where we will have original content and original stories, and some of them can be very good. But for the vast majority of films that come out, especially the bigger budget movies that come out, they tend to be either based off of previous material or a reboot or a sequel of some kind or another. And it is sad. It is very sad, Nathan Slay. Luckily, at least from what we know, luckily what is going on currently with the situation with Pete Davidson is not the same scenario. As I said, I think some people saw the headline and thought one thing, when you break down the story, you realize, oh, there's actually just a wee bit more to this. There's actually just a wee bit more to this than I had first anticipated. And actually, that just reminds me, so let me go ahead and see if maybe I can pick up that story. That way, when we start to actually talk about it, we can be honest. We can be honest with ourselves. Oh, look at that. It's a NewsGuard certified website, just the way I like it nowadays, of course. it's kind of something I've become obsessed with. I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is NewsGuard certified. I thank Tim Pool for that. I've been watching a lot of Tim Pool lately. Rob D, tagged at 702, says, hello, Odin. My birthday's tomorrow. Well, we will not have a stream tomorrow, Rob D, so happy birthday to you. Happy early birthday, Rob D. Hope you have a great one. And I know that you have a lot of great gifts coming in for birthday, Christmas, etc. I hope that you enjoy them. Eric K. says, Netflix has removed the Chappelle Show at Chappelle's request. Is that true? Really? Now, if I'm not mistaken, I could have sworn Chappelle Show made its way onto HBO Max. I could have sworn that, because I remember I had just watched an episode of it recently. So I don't know if something has changed or what. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was watching it through Netflix and not through HBO Max. But let me try and see if I can find out. No. So I don't know what that story was or what the whole thing is with that, Eric K. Because, yeah, Chappelle's Show is still live on HBO Max. Boom, there it is. So I don't know where you got your information from. I don't know if that was supposed to be breaking news or not. But I can tell you, Netflix, if they did remove it, they removed it because there's a deal now going on with HBO Max. If you mean the Chappelle Show like live special, if you mean his stand-up, then that gets a little bit more interesting. However, as I said, because they've bought the rights to the Chappelle Show, I'm wondering if maybe behind the scenes he's making a deal with HBO Max instead. Could be. Maybe he's running out of a potentially sinking ship. Who knows? Tina says, oh, that's why they had that stupid nonsense below your message. Exactly. Yep, that's why they had the whole, well, the AP has called this differently. Yeah, but you know what? The Constitution hasn't called a damn thing yet, Karen. Like, seriously, the whole media nowadays has essentially become a Karen saying, well, you know, I'm going to go speak to my manager because my manager tells me that this turned out to be different. Au contraire, your manager is wrong in this case. Because, fun fact, there is no president-elect yet. Right now, there's a president and there's a vice president. They're the ones currently in office. And then you have two people that are the presumptive winners of the most recent election. And once the Electoral College certifies the results of the states and actually votes and casts those votes at the Electoral College, only then will you have officially a president-elect and vice president-elect. The fact that these idiots are already using it in the Twitter bios, and the fact that all the people, all the idiots in the mainstream media are already starting, and have been for a while now, for almost a week or two now, been using that language, is just false. Now, has it been used in the past? Yes. Have we been okay with it in the past? Yes. Why? Well, typically speaking, you have a race, you have an election, and one side concedes, and the other claims victory. This case, we have one side claiming victory and the other saying, it's not over yet. I have lawsuits. I have a constitutional path to victory and it may pan out. Maybe it won't pan out. But until it does and until the Electoral College votes, officially, you are nothing. Officially, Kamala Harris is still just Senator Harris. Until those things get confirmed, guess what? He is still former Vice President Biden. The whole president, vice president-elect stuff is nonsense. It is fake news. And that's what always makes me laugh so much is because I'm reading these articles that have the NewsGuard certified logo on them, and yet they're saying lies. They're using framing devices to spin something as a half-truth or even a blatant lie, or they're just outright lying. Just saying. And this is the reason why I've decided to create the second channel, by the way, is because these are the kinds of conversations that we have even on the live show, even though I do try and keep it as much towards movie pop culture as possible, but there's not a lot of stuff going on in movies these days. I do really want to see, was it Fat Man? The new Mel Gibson Santa Claus movie looks fantastic. It is available now on VOD. I want to say it's $7 to rent, $15 to buy. I might just rent it. Because obviously I can't go out just quite yet to a theater just because I'm respectful of Freya's wishes to try and keep me as contained as possible while baby Thor builds up his immune system. And again, I respect that. I'm not going to push her on that. Again, a happy wife is a happy life. But I do still really want to watch that movie. And so I think I'll rent it. And then if I love it, eventually when it gets its glorious, and it better give this glorious 4K release, then I would be glad to buy it on 4K as well. And that would be a movie that we could do as a movie watch party in the future, because it just looks so much fun. Alice McCarthy at 704 tagged and says, next channel, OMB Pizza. Nah. That's a fun joke on Friday Night Tights, but that's pretty much it. And I do enjoy pizza. I don't know if I could dedicate a whole blog to it, though. And also, two channels is enough. I could barely keep up with one. The difference with the other channel and why it's easier is because I don't have to worry about a full intro, a full outro, a Patreon subscribe star video, and so the editing process is easier, the filming process is easier, and it's right now it's pretty low key. And as I mentioned in the video, I will have a lot more free time coming up just because we'll be out of school. Now, that free time is not just going to be completely free, because that means now I'm taking on more responsibilities at home, so that way Freya can get some much-needed rest. But since baby Thor is sleeping and pooping and eating, a lot of those things leave open these pockets of time of free time. Very exciting stuff. Titan just says, Odin. Brian Barth tagged at 7:05 and says, what do you think of George Clooney? Saw some of his films this week and the show he starred in, ER. Clooney's okay. He's just not that talented of an actor. He's one of those guys where it's like, yeah, you know, he entertains me sometimes. Not a very talented actor. If you want my proof of that, just watch Batman and Robin. Matthew Highland at 7:05 tag says, evening, my man. Evening, Matthew Highland. Orange Hat Review says, got a new follower on your new Twitter, Odin. Well, thank you, Orange Hat Reviewers. I very much appreciate that. Slicer Neons, what's going on at 7:06, says, OAN just got banned from the partner program, and parents are urged to protect their children from using Parlor War on alt media is already here. Good luck to your report. Fight the system. Amen to that, Slicer. Yeah, seriously, that is crazy. OAN, which is an independent news organization, has been fully demonetized. This is something that's happened before. Steven Crowder's channel got demonetized for a long time. For a long time because of so-called hateful content. Josiah Rises, a friend to this channel, a member of Geeks and Gamers, one of my Geeks and Gamers brethren, his whole channel got demonetized as well for promoting hateful content, even though obviously YouTube has no idea what the hell hateful content even means. But OAN, which is very clearly a news organization, and one that, again, is definitely a more conservative, biased organization, but hateful content? I mean, come on, people. And yeah, it's amazing. Everyone's now fleeing Twitter because Twitter proved itself to be a political arm of the Democratic Party. I'm just going to be honest here. Just shooting the facts here. Well, you can't actually prove that, really? I'm sure I could get a lot of signed affidavits to the contrary, but of course, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to go down that route. However, yeah, painting Parler as this alt-right, istanphobe haven is, one, ignorant of reality, and two, is just their attempt to try and silence competition. Much-needed competition at that in the current era that we live in. All right, the chat has jumped on me like it always does. Please make sure that you indeed smash that like button. It really does mean a lot. It looks like some comments may have been skipped in the very beginning because it's 7:14 in the YouTube chat. And now I'll jump now DLive real quick, and then we'll just talk about the first story of the evening. And let us see what it actually says over here. Peabody says, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, for Thursday. Yes, indeed. Happy, happy Thanksgiving, indeed. I got one day off in between. And then, of course, Thanksgiving. We got, my wife and I, we got some steaks. Yeah, yeah. Very Thanksgiving. But, hey, gotta love some steaks. So I'm going to be barbecuing up some steaks. I got a pellet grill that my wife got me for my birthday early in the year. So I'm going to be very excited to be using that to grill up those steaks. Make them delicious, and we'll also be having some classic stuffing as well. And then she's got family. We've got family coming in this weekend, not for Thanksgiving proper. They're going to be spending that time with other family members at another part of the country. But we are going to have them coming over as well. And luckily, we live in a great state where we don't have crazy governors trying to mandate unconstitutional mandates, trying to force individuals to essentially restrict them of their rights, specifically the rights of private property, the right to assemble, etc. It's so ridiculous, the things that are going on here. Pivy Tannen, thank you for the congratulations. Animation commentator says, politics have been crazy for everyone. I've been following Salty Cracker a lot this year. Hope to catch up with the Phantom Menace. Salty Cracker is a pretty funny dude. He is the Salty Army, of course. It's always funny because, as I mentioned, I watch a lot of Tim Pool, and every time I go into those live streams when he does his Timcast IRL, he always has the Salty Army coming in, just saying Salty Army here, salty, salty, and it's funny. It's funny to see. He's a little bit too abrasive for my taste. Again, I think anyone that follows him, go right ahead. Again, he does good work. He does a lot of great job uncovering a lot of the nonsense and everything. He's just a little too abrasive for my taste. You all know I'm more of a PG kind of guy. So, more of a PG kind of guy. Let's see. Still over on ZD Live. Peabody says, Well, father only lives 3.5 miles from Best Buy, but they kept moving the store like they moved the goalposts for your election. Badoncha. And just for that, AP is going to slap on a, well, actually, our experts say. Great job, Peabody, though. That was funny. Originally, it was 3.5 miles. However, goalposts continue to move, and eventually it's 350 miles. Daniel Thorne says, it's National Sardines Day. Would you ever put sardines on pizza? I would never have sardines in general, let alone put them and destroy a pizza. And this is something we mentioned the other day, too. Why in the hell is there a national day for everything? Just let it go. We do not need national days for everything. Let's just be people enjoying ourselves, enjoying the life that we have, trying to be the best people that we can be. Turtle No Neck, welcome to the channel. Peabody tagging says, any new people to have Odin read or respond, just tag him at Odin. Yes, if you're on DLive and you have a comment or question, at the very beginning of your comment, just put at Odin on DLive and it'll get my attention. If you're on YouTube, which again, we simulcast too, and there's a lot of more people that watch on YouTube than on DLive. If you want my attention over on YouTube, make sure you just type Odin question, all one word, Odin question. It'll highlight orange on my screen. It's about to pop up right here. There it is. Odin question, all one word, highlights orange for me. Lets me know you're trying to get my attention. Makes it easier for me and hopefully easier for most people, especially mobile watchers, because then you don't have to worry about the whole tagging thing. Because if you just type in own question, no at symbol needed, it'll highlight orange still. Yes, it will. Will Gentry says, we're in the why bother era right now. Yes, seriously. Why even bother at this point? For sure. Turtle No Neck, thank you for the diamond donation over on DLive. He says, would you turn on Trump if he has a Caesar moment? Well, here's the thing, Turtle No Neck, and I think it's something that not a lot of people talk about, and I want to say I'm planning to bring it up in one of the videos I'm going to make this week for the OMB report. And that is the simple fact that just because someone votes for somebody does not mean that they are that person's disciple. Now, are there a lot of Trump supporters who call themselves Trump supporters, not Republicans, but literally just Trump supporters, who follow the cult of personality, who literally will do anything, not anything, well, some might, but will literally, you know, bow down to him as the savior of the universe. Yes, those people exist. I'm not one of them. This is something that I've always tried to make clear on the channel, and this is something that is just a part of who I am. I am an independent thinker. I am an independent thinker. I definitely lean more conservative, but by politically conservative, it really isn't politically conservative because I'm a Catholic. I'm an independent Catholic thinker. And so therefore, a lot of positions that I might hold, because they fall in line directly with the Catholic Church, in modern day American culture are perceived to be conservative. Or in even some cases, libertarian as well. Again, 10th Amendment is a wonderful thing that needs to be respected. So anyway, there's no whole position of, oh, would you turn on Trump? Because again, I think that out of the options that are available to us right now, which would be either Trump winning through this, you know, essentially this lawfare practice, right, winning through the courts, or Biden winning through just overturning these court cases, or rather fighting these court cases, and the court cases just not even going anywhere even, and just taking the votes as they came in, and obviously winning the Electoral College in December. If that's what happens, I mean, that's what happens. I'm simply here to fight against corruption in any way, shape, or form. I've made it clear, too. The two most important issues for me are the sanctity of human life that always must be protected from conception until natural death. That's my number one issue. But I'm not just a single issue voter. I am a first issue voter. In fact, you got to have that first one first before I go anywhere else. But then my second one, which is very important to me as well, is peace. I want candidates who are not going to promote wars, who are not going to continue to send our troops over into countries that we shouldn't be in the first place. And that's one thing that I think Trump did well, was he did pull a lot of our troops back. But what made me even more frustrated with that was we find out after the fact later on, oh, by the way, some of his people, some of the people in his group lied to him and said, oh yeah, we don't have that many troops. And then we actually had more than what he was told. Literally, the president was lied to about how many troops we had because they wanted to protect the number of troops over there. And their mindset is, well, because if we leave the region, then, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, 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 we don't need, we shouldn't be there in the first place. I'm a person of peace. I don't like war. I love our soldiers. I think any money that we spend on the military needs to not be overseas, but instead needs to be right here at home. And first and foremost, top of that list, veterans. Period. End stop. Those are my two key issues. But of course, there's many other issues, but they are all almost very much connected with and infiltrated by, and or rather not infiltrated, influenced by my Catholic faith. And so I have no allegiance to Trump. And so I want to make that clear because some people, I think, have this false perception that I'm just some MAGA Trump dude. And it's like, look, I think there's a lot of things the guy has done very well, and I support the guy in a lot of things he's done. And right now, he is the legitimate president. Right now. Right? Because the Electoral College has not voted to certify anyone else at this point. However, if he were to make decisions, let's say, I think the what you're trying to get at is, if he forgoes the completely constitutional legal path he's currently on and just says, no, I'm not leaving, like goes Wolf of Wall Street on it, like, I'm not ever leaving. I'm not leaving. And then tries to get the military involved and all that kind of stuff. I am very much against that. Because as I said, I'm against that type of violence, that type of rhetoric, and that type of nonsense. We have a constitutional process. One could say I'm a constitutionalist. We have a constitutional process that must be respected. And right now, as of right now, it is being respected. We have two main opponents who had the most votes of any other candidate. So we're down to two now, officially. One has a clear indication of winning because of the numbers. The other, however, has not conceded, is going through the court system, and we'll see what happens. We have to wait and see what happens before anything else can be brought up. Anyway, thank you for the diamond donation. I really do appreciate it. Daniel Thorne says, the Supreme Court has to make rulings also on the fraud issues. News wants everyone to forget about that. Yeah, and Daniel Thorne, to me, I think there is a double story there. Because on the one hand, yes, that has been the stated goal of the Trump legal team is our goal is the Supreme Court. Once we get to the Supreme Court, everything will be happy and everything will work. So that's one way of looking at it. And yes, a lot of the mainstream media ignores that. However, there's a flip side. If the cases right now being made in the lower courts are not very good, are not filled with affidavits and evidence, and again, I'm sure we can fall into the weeds about what is being allowed, what isn't being allowed, what do they have, you know, what don't they have, that kind of stuff. But if they're bringing the same kind of case with the same limited evidence that we've seen thus far, it, one, might not even get to the Supreme Court because they actually have to accept it first and foremost. The Supreme Court could say, yeah, we're not going to hear this case. The lower courts are correct. And even if they do hear the case, you would have to at this point, based on what we've been hearing, and again, obviously there's a lot of things that maybe we don't know, but based on everything we've been hearing, it seems that there has not been enough information and evidence brought forward at this point to do anything. And so just because you have a Supreme Court where everyone's like, well, you know, three of them were appointed by Donald Trump, it's like, that doesn't mean anything. Most of these judges, especially the Supreme Court, they don't look at themselves or their peers as Democrat or Republican, which is a good thing. That's exactly what the courts are meant to be. They look at it from a constitutional law perspective. Now, they do have different perspectives on the law, right? Some of them are what we call constitutionalist, or you could say originalist, textualist, meaning they look at the words of the Constitution and say, here is what is written, here is what was meant at the time that they were written, and it is not up to us to change that meaning. Where you also have different types of judges that are progressive, that are basically believe in interpretation of the law, saying, okay, well, it doesn't say that exactly, but a lot of time has passed, and instead of going through the legal process of creating an amendment and things like that, we have the obligation as judges to just, you know, move things along. And that's the battle, right? But you need to have a good case in the first place, so Will Gendry says, I don't support Trump, but I support a lot more than I do Biden. I think he's done some really good things for the country. As I said, there's a lot of really good things that I like. There's some things I don't like, and it really comes down to personality. I don't like the abrasive personality. I really don't. And I respect people that do like it, that are drawn to it. It's just not my cup of tea. If he would just shut up, get off of social media, and do policy-wise the things that he's been doing, for the most part, I would have very little to complain about. That's just me. Daniel Thorne says, the book Ready Player 2, the sequel to Ready Player 1, is out today. Will you check it out? Probably not, just because Ready Player 1 was so good. I don't want it to be tainted by a book that is, because apparently the author of that book has TDS real bad, from what I've heard. And again, I could be wrong on that. And something tells me he probably put some of that nonsense into his book. I hope not. I hope that's not the case. But even if that weren't true, the first one's great. I don't need any more to the story than that. That's just me, though. All right. Jumping back over into YouTube. But before I do, let me just talk about the main story of the evening. So I've already talked about the OMB report, had a lot of questions dealing with that. So if you liked what I just said, if you liked that back and forth and that commentary that I just gave, please do consider joining again over on the new channel, because that's the kind of stuff that you can expect over there. So again, if you were just coming in, check out the OMB report while I'll be talking about politics. I'll be talking about culture, religion, all that kind of stuff. All that kind of commentary will be exclusive in video format over there. And who knows, maybe one day I'll split live streams up. But of course, got to make sure that people have an interest in that content first before moving on to anywhere else. So again, thank you for that back and forth. But as I mentioned, we do have one thing to talk about today. And it is, as you saw in the title of the video, therefore it must be discussed. Pete Davidson has been pegged to lead in a variation of the classic film, classic Christmas movie, American classic, It's a Wonderful Life. And he specifically will be playing the character of George Bailey. And so this has gotten a lot of attention. It has made a lot of people angry and upset, and I totally understand why. However, context, as I always love to say, is very key. We need to have proper context. In fact, speaking of context, let's see if there's a way that I can maybe make myself just a little bit bigger. There we go. Make myself a little bit bigger. Boom, lock that in place. So anyway, context is incredibly important. And so some people have taken this story to say they are remaking It's a Wonderful Life. They are doing a reboot of It's a Wonderful Life. And Pete Davidson, what the hell are they thinking? I agree with half of that assessment. The half that's true. The half that's true is that Pete Davidson is playing George Bailey. The part that's not true is that this is a rebooted film. It is not a rebooted film, all right? And as you can see, even from the title of this, again, NewsGuard certified. Pete Davidson to lead cast of It's a Wonderful Life, Table Read. And so some would say, yes, but table reads can oftentimes lead to films being made. Not the case. We'll dive into this story right here. So it says here from UPI, Pete Davidson will lead a star-studded table read of the holiday classic film It's a Wonderful Life. The Ed Asner Family Center, a nonprofit created by actor Ed Asner, said in a press release Tuesday that Davidson, who's 27, will play George Bailey in a virtual table reading of It's a Wonderful Life in December. So not a movie, but a virtual table reading. So a Zoom meeting, reading of It's a Wonderful Life. He'll be joined by Asner, Mon Apatow, Mia Farrow, Elle Camper, Carol Lane, Ed Begley Jr., Diedrich Bader, Bill Pullman, Richard Kine, B.D. Wong, who I think is great, and Michael Shannon, he might be a putz in real life, but he's a great actor. And for anyone interested in that, though, it is going to take place December 13th at 8 p.m. It says here, proceeds will benefit the Ed Asner Family Center, which offers mental health and enrichment programs to special needs children and their families. Tickets are available now. And that is where the truth comes in. This is not a remake. This is not a reboot. Instead, what's going on is that there is this event taking place hosted by the Ed Asner Family Center, and it's them trying to raise money for this charity, this organization, specifically meant to try and help kids with special needs and their families. And I, even though I can be critical of Pete Davidson, even though I can be critical of them redoing in some way, even if it's not a movie, in some way they're redoing and reimagining It's a Wonderful Life. Even with all of that, I got to give credit where credit's due. And the fact that they are going to raise money for these families is a good thing. And so my hope and my prayer is that they raise a lot of money to help these kids, a lot of money to help these families. And my other hope is that this does not lead to what many of us feared it was, which was a possible remake or reboot. Does not seem to be the case. And so we'll go ahead and just dive a little further in. It says, we are so thrilled to have Pete reenact the role of George in It's a Wonderful Life. That's the other problem too. It's Pete Davidson. He really can't act. And again, I'm not going to tear him down as a person, even though he's been, done some despicable things. He's had a very difficult life. He's gone through a lot of difficult things. And so obviously separating the art from the artist is an important thing to do at that type of, you know, in those moments. However, he has also done a lot of terrible things. And more importantly, he's just not that great of an actor. Just watching him alone on places like SNL, where even in just short skits, he is somehow in the position where he can't keep a straight face. He can't even stay on task. Is just a bit crazy. It's just a bit crazy. And so I just don't see him as a George Bailey. He just doesn't fit that character at all. And I'm sorry, but no one can even touch Jimmy Stewart portraying the role in that way. But anyway, so that is the news there. So again, Pete Davidson is not remaking the movie. They're not redoing the film. Instead, he is going to be doing a table reading for charity. And again, love or hate the guy, whether he fits the role or not is irrelevant to the fact that they are raising money for charity. And that is a good thing. And speaking of good things, holy crap, Sensei Mike is back in the house. But before getting to Sensei Mike, I got to give props. 17 minutes ago, Rosetta, I didn't forget you. Did not forget you, Rosetta Allen. Rosetta Allen, thank you, Rosetta, for the $5 super chat. Says, your chat always skips me. That said, a massive shout out. Saturday is not only the birthday of our fandom girl, Jesse Milestone, but also my hubby's. Well, happy birthday to Jesse Milestone of Mindless Entertainment. Great person. And also a shout out to Rosetta Allen's hubby, who was on the stream even just briefly the other day, and I tried to get her attention and she didn't hear me when that was happening. But Rosetta, very sorry that YouTube skips your comments always for some reason, but I hope that you're doing very well and much love to you, Rosetta. But with that being said, guys, the man, the myth, the legend has returned. It has been months since I've heard from this man. It has been months since I've had a correspondence from him, but he is back, and his name is Sensei Mike. If you don't know who Sensei Mike is, you have not been around. This guy has been around for very beginning, almost to the very beginning of the channel, when the channel was really growing and just blowing up. Sensei Mike was a huge part of that. Sensei Mike's generosity especially really helped to lead to being able to update and upgrade the content of the channel by upgrading the equipment and all that kind of stuff. He was a very big proponent and big helper and getting a lot of that stuff taken care of, talking specifically about the computer that I'm using right now. A lot of that was helped by not just a lot of the other original OG awesome Asgardians in the channel right now, but also in a large part because of Sensei Mike. So Sensei Mike, bow to your sensei, bow to your sensei. It's been so long since I've been able to say that. I hope you are doing well. Thank you so very much for that $100 super chat. And he says, how the hell is everyone? I'm doing great, Sensei Mike. Hope you are doing well. Send some love to Sensei Mike in the chat. And Valks, let me know how he's doing. All right. Jumping now back into the YouTube chat at 7:14 p.m., so 7:14 p.m., we got Pat S., who's a member, who says, happy Thanksgiving. Yes, happy early Thanksgiving to everybody. Absolutely. The new number two, how's it going? Glad to see you in the chat. Let's see. Father says, the new number two, I'm in western Nebraska. Denver, Lincoln is 4 hours away either direction. Anyway, Odin will like that I picked up Die Hard Blu-ray Christmas Edition Iron Man 4K Guardians 4K. Well, you see, I would be happy with that, Father, except you drove 3.5 hours. No, sorry, 350 miles to get three movies. of which you could probably have gotten them online. And again, I'm a proponent of going into the brick and mortar stores, but you went to a Best Buy, from what I gathered. It's one thing if you're going to support a local business in a local industry, but come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, much love to you, Father, though. Much love. ZK Man, what's going on, ZK Man? Says, well, I'm late. Sorry. Been working on a new song and lost track of time. Hey, ZK Man, he is a member of the channel. He's one of the chosen of Valhalla. Please click on his name. Follow him on Twitter. He is simply ZK Man, and he's awesome. The work that he does helps to raise money for charity. And again, he is a boss. He is a freaking boss. So ZK Man, thank you for being here. And oh man, when he comes back, when he returns with a mission. I remember when the channel was very young and Sensei Mike would drop these bombs and I would just like, I was on the brink of tears several times. I remember one time I had to like run out and wake up my wife. It was the middle of the night. And I was like, you got to come by and say thank you. He's doing it again. Sensei Mike has come back. Sensei Mike, what's going on? Sensei Mike just dropped a $200 super chat. Whew. Oh boy. Sensei Mike putting everyone here to shame. I'm kidding. But Sensei Mike, thank you, man, for the super chat. He says, I like you rocking that bald head. Everything is going well. I'm so glad to hear it, Sensei Mike. Glad to hear things are going well. Again, please, you have my email still. Reach out if you want to talk or catch up or anything like that. And dude, thank you so very much, man, for that love. Really does mean a lot. And yeah, I am rocking the bald, and it's been very comfortable. Been rocking it now for some months now, and it's been great. While of course also letting the mighty beard grow as well. So Sensei Mike, hope you're doing well. And again, thank you so very much for your generosity, man. It always does mean a lot, dude. Thank you. Oh, Lord. All right. Well, here we are. getting verklempt again. Father says, hopefully he doesn't sing Life is a Piece of Crap from Look on the Bright Side. Oh, no, I'm not going to sing that part of it. Life's a piece of crap. When you look at that, see, I can change that. Hardwick is back. What's going on, Hardwick? My question for Hardwick, please don't take this the wrong way. How many questions do you have tonight? I feel like it's always at least 50. Much love, man. Hardwick says, have you been keeping up with the casting for Loki? I have not. He says, Richard E. Grant is going to be in it as allegedly an older version of Loki. I do like Richard E. Grant as an actor, but when it comes to a lot of things MCU related, I don't care. I'm just going to be honest. I don't care about the current state of the MCU. Laura says, this one time at sports camp, we did Men in Tights. It's so funny because the most recent Perry Chan video of Men in Tights brought back so many memories because one of the first shows I did for the summer camp was we did a rendition of that song. And I donned the green tights and it was wonderful. Father says, don't forget to pray for me as you pray for them. Never, Father. You're fine, Father. You're healthy. You're a healthy young man. You don't need my prayers. You just need to be awesome like you always are. Dean approved, tag 718. How are you, my friend? It's official. The Obi-Wan series is going to be trash. You don't mess with the high ground. What happened, Dean approved? That must have gone over my head. As I said, I've been busy today trying to launch the second channel and also, of course, trying to keep up with all the news and everything going on, all the content that I already am in the process of consuming. Jonathan Aldridge, what's going on? Glad to see you in the chat as well. Soul Assassin, glad to see you here. Tina says, Frankenstein Island watch party. Exactly. When we hit 300, when we hit to the episode 300, we'll have the Frankenstein on watch party. Good Lord. Nathan Slay, you were thinking about a watch party watching 300. I bet you hated the idea. Exactly. Which is why eventually it went to, what about Meet the Spartans? And then towards the end, oh, Why not Frankenstein Island? Jonathan Aldridge tagged and says, "Hey, Odin, is your Christmas going to go to plan? Also, what did the Vikings call Christmas?" I don't actually know what the Vikings called Christmas. It's always funny because Odin is a nickname I was given in high school, and I'm not an expert on Norse mythology. I wish I knew more about Norse mythology than I do, but as I mentioned, there's just so many other things going on in life for me to be able to try and soak that information up. Maybe one day. Maybe one day I'll become more of an expert. However, Christmas so far is going to be what Christmas we thought it was going to be. Cause even without COVID, even without all the lockdown nonsense, we were already going to be very cautious just because we want to make sure that when baby Thor does eventually start to go out into the world and hang out with more people, that he's got his basic, shots, right? That he's got his basic, vaccines, for things like, you know, measles, you know, mumps, that kind of thing. The standard stuff that you need, that we don't want him to get. We don't want him to get sick. Just from the basic stuff. Brian Barth tagged and says, "What are your thoughts on Jason Friedberg and Aaron Switzer, the two who made Meet the Spartans? Do you think it is Steven Soderbergh in disguise playing an elaborate prank on us?" I actually don't know much about them. I've never seen Meet the Spartans, which is one of the reasons why I turned it down, because the trailer just looks so bad. Griffin Turbo, what's going on? Jake80buck76, what's going on? Father says, "Opinions on the new Animaniacs? Sadly, it's woke." Well, here's the thing, Father. There's an interesting argument to be made that it was always woke, that it always played against, it was always countercultural, I guess you could say. It always poked fun at various people for various different ways. My guess is that, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't speak for it to myself. My guess is that it's continued in the same style, only now modern day pushing of the boundaries is more likely to fall into SJW-isms and woke-isms than anything else, which is a sad thing. And that's another reason why we need to not reboot things. Again, I'm glad that Pete Davidson is doing this table reading of It's a Wonderful Life, doing that for charity, but come on, man, do something creative with it instead. Slicer says, "Only obnoxious punks like John Simpia read nothing but Super Chats, or your channel is bigger than his, like Nerdronic and Geeks and Gamers." Yeah, that's the thing, right? There's some cases where it makes some sense. You know, when you have, you know, Friday Night Tights with Gary, we've got 4,000 to 6,000 people watching. And believe me, I'm in that chat, and it is hard to keep up with it. And if he or I or anyone were to start reading all the chats out loud, we would get tagged nonstop and it would never end. So that makes more sense to me, you know, handling it in that same capacity. But also, when you think about it, we are usually in the position where we are trying our very best to interact with each other, provide entertainment. And so it leaves pretty much only the ability to do the super chats instead. And so that's the reason why it happens in the way that it does. But yeah, man, Slicer Neons, thank you very much for that. I try to do the very best I can. Oh man, dude, Sensei Mike dropping the bombs again. Another $200 super chat from Sensei Mike, the man, the myth, the legend. And once again, everyone, you must bow to your sensei, bow to your sensei. And he says this, "Congrats for your new addition to your family. I will email you soon to catch up. Very happy for you, bro." Well, thank you, Sensei Mike. Yeah, you missed a lot. Yeah, so baby Thor was born. He's 6 weeks old today. 6 weeks. That's crazy. That is so crazy. Time is flying by. And so we're trying to just embrace and enjoy this to the very best of our ability. You know, when I said to the very best of our ability, we're trying to enjoy it as much as we can, trying to slow down time, because these are the precious moments that you never get back, unless you have another child, of course. But with any child that you have, it's something where these very early moments especially are so very precious. And so I'm very thankful that we've been able to spend as much time together as we have been, that my school was so understanding to give me those first 2 weeks off. To be able to spend time with Freya, to spend time with little baby Thor too, and really get those bonding moments in. And I'm actually looking forward to the next month or so that I'm off from school because of everything. It'll allow me to have more of that time and to really enjoy those moments. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Very, very excited to see where things go. It's going to be a journey. It is going to be a journey. And anyway, but the Sensei Mike, dude, thank you so much for your love, for your generosity, and just for always being awesome, man. Seriously, thank you. I really do appreciate it. Let's see. Can anyone match it? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Seriously, the Sensei, you're the best, man. Thank you. All right. Let's see. James Dossier says, have you seen the Black Cauldron from Disney? If you mean the old school animated, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I can't remember all of it. I do remember reading, it wasn't the Black Cauldron, because Black Cauldron was a part of a series. And so I read the book. Was it the previous book to it? So, of course, this is going to pull up the film, but I don't want to pull up the film. Wait a minute. Why can't I press this? Okay, there we go. I was like, why is my clicker not working? I'm trying to find out here. I'm sure people in the comment section are like, it's this. It's guys, I'm never in the live chat. So when you do that, it's really pointless and useless. I'm sorry. I really am. I hate to put it that way. But that's just how it goes. So anyway, the Book of Three, that's what it is. The Book of Three. I remember reading the Book of Three when I was little. And then of course you have the Black Cauldron, the Castle of Lyr, Taran Wanderer. I didn't go any further than, I want to say I read part of the Castle of Lyr. It's a good fantasy. It really is. And it's, I think, you know, looking back at it just now, part of me kind of wants to go back to it. But yeah, I think I've seen bits and pieces of the Black Cauldron, the animated version that they did, James, over on Disney, but I can't remember it for sure. Preserver of Culture says, have you picked out Christmas gifts for Freya and Baby Thor yet? Not yet, and it's only because with everything going on, all the craziness and all the extra stuff that we're having to spend on Baby Thor, I think that Freya and I haven't talked about it specifically yet, but I don't know if we'll be doing like official gifts this year. There's already something I already have in mind for her. I think we're gonna do like a small gift type thing. She kind of knows what it would already be, but I'm still trying to do some research and look into it because, I don't like surprises. Just, I've never been a surprise person. It's not me. And I've kind of brought that over into our relationship too, where it's like, I don't like giving surprises either because I want to make sure what I give you is something that you want. And I can't know that unless you tell me. And I'm not going to be one of those sneaky people behind the back saying, oh, we need this. Because that to me is just it's 50 shades of lying and misinformation to me. Let's see. The gay man says, start singing, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. See, at first I thought you were going to go the South Park route, or the creators of South Park route. Freedom isn't free. It costs folks like you and me. Harvick says, the Obi-Wan series looks like we'll have forced diversity casting, but it might work all right as long as people cast are talented, writing is good. All right. Some mix up there. Couldn't quite read that too much. But yeah, I mean, as I said, just because you have diversity does not mean that it is forced diversity. And so we'll have to wait and see. We will have to wait and see. And if Deborah Chow is still the one directing it and heading the series, I think that regardless of that, it should still be pretty good. Because if she is able to replicate what she did with her Mandalorian episodes in season one, I think it'll be fine. Hellrats 96. Glad to see you in the chat. Hound 3000 again. Dean approved tag says, everyone's talking about the sequel, the prequel. I'm just waiting for the triloquel. Day the Slay tagged, if I can be honest, there are still some great non-original movies like Mission Impossible Fallout and some MCU movies. That's my opinion, at least. No, don't get me wrong. There are good films that are part of franchises. The problem is that when the vast majority of films coming out are a part of these franchises, that is the issue. It's just this unoriginality that's the problem, not the individual movies themselves, because there are good ones. As I said, the Mission Impossible franchise has been actually really good. Every single time it gets better and better. But mostly I would say from a stunt perspective, more so than a story perspective, but still entertaining. Again, that's Mission Impossible, I would say, is a great example of a series that's good, fun, popcorn entertainment. and I love it. It's a lot of fun. GMuggy76 tag says, I watched Fat Man, the Mel Gibson Santa Claus movie last night. It's so bad, I don't think even Alex McCarthy will like it. What? No! You see, and I heard from the Salty Crew. For anyone, again, I love the crew over the Salty Nerd podcast. I don't listen to them enough, but people like Matt Vader, Matthew Kadish, Salty Nerd himself, a great group of guys. One of them, I think it was Matt Vader, had seen Fat Man and thought it was great or thought it was a lot of fun. It is a dark comedy. And here's the thing. When you have dark comedy, it's not always going to land with everyone. Great example. There's a great film called In Bruges. I know people that hate the movie In Bruges because it's dark comedy. Whereas I look at the film and I am just in love with it. I am enamored by it. It's one of my favorite films, probably one of my favorite dark comedies especially. So I'm very, very excited to give Fat Man a try. And who knows, I might try and watch that over the next day or two. I do still have some movies to review and to talk about as well, because I think I've mentioned this previously where I'm getting sent some movies every now and then, but there's another film called The Broken Hearts Gallery. So this is one where I was actually sent a candle. I was sent a handkerchief as well, and also the movie. And I think I've mentioned this on a previous stream, but anyway, so this is one where I think we were trying to say that the name, which is spelled as Dacre, is probably Decker. I think is what we figured that out to actually be. But anyway, Broken Hearts Gallery. So that's one that my wife would be wanting to watch, and so I'll probably watch that with her. And then Fat Man, I even mentioned that to her, and she said, I might watch that. Speaking of other films that came in, I'm very excited. So as you all know, Black Friday sales are still going on, and I've made several videos covering them. I've mentioned them in live streams before, too. But one really great pickup, because in the midst of all this, we also have a Criterion sale going on. Get Criterion movies for like half off. This is, I think, one of the best old school gems, one of the best old school black and white gems that I think some people have seen, but not enough. And it's a brilliant movie called His Girl Friday with Cary Grant and Rosalind Russell. This film is so much fun. It was considered to be one of the first screwball comedies. And it was one that many people didn't think was going to be as successful as it was, but it was a huge hit. It came out in 1940. This thing is freaking amazing, freaking fantastic. So it's still, I think, available for around $20, maybe. Again, Criterion sale, Blu-ray on Amazon is where I picked this one up. However, there is, you might find yourself a delay. This originally was not supposed to come out until like after Christmas. And then luckily they must have had some production. And so, boom, they were able to get this out to me. Again, I bought this, though, through Black Friday sales. But what's cool about this edition is that not only do you get the 1940 His Girl Friday, you also get the 1931 The Front Page, of which this film is based off of. That, of course, being based off of an original play. So I'm very, very excited for this one, because this is one, too, where my wife's like, I would actually like to see that, because she's always heard this expression, His Girl Friday, and she really wants to know where it comes from. And so be able to watch this with her would be fun, because this is also great because the back and forth chemistry between these two characters is damn near perfect. And also the script is so succinct and so like just like on and on and on. Like seriously, the time and the pacing that these actors had to probably train for to get the lines to go off the way they did just really does speak to the chemistry that they have together on screen. But anyway, if you've never seen His Girl Friday, highly recommend it. I'm sure Tina would agree as well. Anyway, tangent aside about films that I've been picking up. Megazord Jeremy says, if another lockdown happens, will Russell Crowe go crazy for real and actually try to find the beer bug to fight him around the world? Oh, I'm going to find him and I'm going to beat him up. Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen. Matthew Hyland, yeah, like Gladiator 2, because that's apparently a thing. Exactly, you know? And even someone like Tina, who might be a big fan of Gladiator, even she would be like, no. It's too late for that now. Like, if you were going to make it back then when it was in its prime and Russell Crowe was in his prime, maybe. But now it's like, really? Do we really need to have that? I don't think so. HellRats96, have you thought about doing throwback reviews on old movies you haven't seen? Absolutely, HellRats, for sure. And as I said, one of the things I'm going to do as I start this new channel over at the OMB Report is taking some of the videos from that channel that were reviews of Blu-rays, reviews of movies, vlog stuff that had reviews in it that weren't just pure vlogs. I'm going to re-upload those to the main channel. That way people can see those films, or rather see those reviews for the first time, things that I didn't cover here on the main channel. And that way, again, twofold there. One, videos that y'all haven't seen of reviews that I've done. And two, be able to provide for more consistent content, since I can't guarantee when I'll have time to do videos for this, for the other channel, or for both channels at the same time. I should have more time the next month. But obviously, again, Baby Thor comes first, as is always the case. As McCarthy says, Chappelle's Show is on both. It's not on Netflix anymore, though. Source just looked. Yeah, so that to me makes sense. That seems to be more contractual obligation than anything else. Nathan Slay, is there a movie from this past decade that you would consider a classic? I feel John Wick, Mission Impossible, Fallout are going to become action classics. John Wick for sure. I would throw in there, and these are films I mentioned previously. I would mention films like Sicario. I would mention films like Whiplash, Nightcrawler. All three of those are solid. I would put in a film called Ex Machina. Great science fiction film. Would also throw into that mix as well. And I'm sure there's tons of others that I'm not even thinking about. Wolf of Wall Street, I would say, you could throw into that mix too. And speaking of some of those films are on sale for crazy deals right now. You can get, I believe, Sicario on Blu-ray for like $4. And I'm very tempted to pick up a bunch of copies of either the 4K, which might only be like $7.99 or $8, and try and buy a bunch of copies of that to give away, because that's, again, I want more people to see these great films. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let us see here. All right. Jonathan Aldridge says, I heard Chappelle's Show got removed because Chappelle was not happy about how they portrayed him. Again, I don't know exactly what that's referring to, because it can't be the show because it's on HBO Max still. So Stephanie B says, hello there. Hello, Stephanie B. Welcome to the chat. Welcome to that. Well, there goes the planet. America. Cole Joe 08, glad to see you in the chat. Kick 44 also in the chat. Jonathan Aldridge tagging says, British Prime Minister have already congratulated Biden on his election victory. So if this not true, then the UK just been misinformed. Yeah. And again, it's all about misinformation. It's misinformation campaign to the nth degree. That's exactly what we're in right now. We're in a propaganda war, as some might say. And we're really missing out on facts from both sides. When Trump says I won and Biden says I won, both are technically wrong, because the only winner in a presidential election in the United States is declared only when our electoral college votes, because we are not a pure democracy. More accurately, we are a constitutional republic. Some might say, no, more kind of a democratic republic, a constitutional democratic republic, some mixture of those things. But we are not a democracy. We are not a pure democracy. And so just because someone gets more popular vote nationally does not make them the winner. Just because news organizations say, oh, we think, because again, these are projections. These are what we think happened. Until the states get certified, and even after then, only until the electors themselves cast their votes for their candidates do people actually get voted into their office, at least when it comes to the president. So, yeah, it's just like, I feel like these groups that are, you know, supposed to be the bastions of honesty and truth and journalism should at the very least be like, okay, let's talk about the issues. Let's talk about some of the bad things going on. Let's talk about some of the dangerous things going on. I talked about that in my video on the OMB report today, about how when you have 79% of voters saying they don't think this was a legitimate election, that they think there was some type of fraud, guess what that leads to? That leads to tens of millions of people pissed off and potentially rejecting the results if they eventually are certified, you know? And that just, we are already in such a powder keg. We are already in such a crazy country. We don't need any more of that. We need a return to normalcy. We need a return to just having conversations and not demonizing each other. Orange Chat, apparently Parler was hacked. Well, I mean, everything gets hacked every now and then. Eric K says, reading the article, he asked them to remove it because they are showing it illegally because they do not own the rights to the Chappelle Show. And again, boom, that would be correct. because HBO Max, he sold the rights to HBO Max. And so that makes perfect sense to me, Eric Kay. I do find it crazy, though, that it would be now and not previously, because that stuff, I think, tends to go pretty quickly. But it is interesting how all of that happened. But yeah, it's on HBO Max still, though. So if you're a huge fan of Chappelle's Show and you want to watch those episodes, boom, it's still on HBO Max. It's not been taken off completely. Megazord Jeremy says, mainstream is so fake these days, I might as well get my news from the Daily Bugle and Daily Planet. At least everything they do isn't made up. Not made up in their own universes, even though their universes are made up. It's kind of like a catch-22, I guess. Nathan Slay says, hey, Freeze, the heat is on. Hey, Freeze, the heat is on. Yeah, I remember when he didn't play Batman, but instead played George Clooney in a Batman suit. All right, we got about 10 minutes left, so I might have to start skipping some things. Maybe. Maybe. All right, yeah, let's start skipping some stuff. Rosie G12, what's going on? Noah, welcome to the channel again. Hope you are doing well. And yeah, Rosie G12, you didn't tag me, but I saw this. And Rosie G had said, my heart breaks for Josiah. No strikes, no warnings. Yeah, that was the worst thing, was that Josiah was just a dude making videos, never got a warning, never got a strike, whole channel demonetized. That, to me, is wrong on so many different levels. And I hope if he has the ability and the means to, he brings it to court. I think what he needs to do is he needs to contact Steven Crowder and see if Steven Crowder can get his lawyer slash lawyers involved to help him out. I mean, not to say that they're on similar levels, so that they'd be able to actually communicate with each other. We obviously all have common people that we can talk to, but we obviously don't want to have people use friendships and relationships in that kind of a way. But I'm just hoping that channels in general can reach out to him and say, hey, here's what you can do. Here's how we can help. All right. All right, chat has jumped on me like it always does, seeing some of those bombs there. Looks like some comments may have been skipped, just maybe. I see Sensei Mike still being talked about in the chat. Yeah, seriously, Sensei Mike is awesome. But let's jump over to DLive real quick and check up with them. Yep, boom, they're shouting out Sensei Mike over there. Peabody says, you are Norwegian now. You have Norwegian music. Do I? Do I really have Norwegian music? How does that happen? Daniel Thorne says, bow before the sensei. Yes. Animation commentator, Disney's original Black Cauldron was horrible. Animation was good, but that's the only defense of the film. Okay, I think I've heard that before. So now that makes a lot more sense. Nemesis, thank you for following. And then we have Captain Dean Heiss. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Captain Heiss, for the 5 ice creams. I appreciate it very much. Just for you. Mr. Peabody says, aha, Norwegian. Dude, Peabody, you know I know nothing of aha. So those jokes will always go over my head. I hope that you enjoy them. Oh man. All right, anyway, Zachariah 315, welcome to the chat, good sir. Glad to see you here. I'm back over on the YouTube now. 70B says, I have a picture of that night when you were surprised, Sensei Mike super chat. Yes, 70B, she does. I'm sure she'll be like posting it on Twitter or something, but yes, it was a surreal moment, to say the least. And so Sensei Mike, thanks for being back, man, and thank you for your continued support too. You don't have to do that, but I always appreciate it. Nathan Slay says, is the Fast and Furious franchise even worth watching? People say I should watch it, but I'm not really that interested. So I do have a response to that, and I think the only appropriate way to respond is to find my own personal collection. So let's see. I believe I have it in alphabetical order, so 1 second. So what I would say to you, Nathan Slay, is especially since I know that you're also a collector, it is worth watching. Specifically, I recommend this set right here. So this is the Fast and Furious collection. This is for movies 1 to 6. In my opinion, these are the only movies you need. These are the only movies in the franchise that you need. The first one is solid. A lot of fun. Are they the greatest films ever made? Are they Oscar worthy? No. Are they fun? Absolutely. So one is good. Two, not so good, but still entertaining. Three is actually my favorite, I think, as far as it just being entertainment value, because they bring in a completely different character and it messes up the timeline to the point where they make this film, so the third film in the franchise, is actually later in the canon, and they establish that later on because they introduce a character in the film that everyone loves who, spoiler alert, dies, and they want to bring him back. And so they say, oh, well, the third movie actually took place 10 or 15 years in the future, and so now we can do these other films in the past. Oh, man. But that kind of chaos is what makes it so good. But anyway, so this collection is very good, though, because it's an actual tire. So it holds all six of the movies. And I technically do own Fast 7. I got this one on sale. And the only reason why I have it is just to be a completionist. But I don't plan to buy any more, because I thought that maybe they would have ended with this one, since this is the last film that features Paul Walker. This is right around when Paul Walker died. He was not able to finish the movie. And so I thought that maybe this would be it, but they continued to make movies, and now I'm just done. The franchise has gotten... This is not a good movie. I don't like it. But going on, four, very entertaining. Five is the best movie, like the actual best-made movie in the entire franchise. Fast 5 is so great, so much fun. And then I think Fast 6, not as good as 5, but is also very entertaining as well, and I would definitely recommend it. So yeah, I would recommend getting this set. You could probably get it. I guess it might be on sale still, though at this point, maybe it's a collector's item that's worth more. I don't know. But when I got it, it was like $30 to $35 for six movies, which, again, Blu-ray, it breaks down to be a pretty good deal. And they probably also now have sets like this that have 7 and 8 on there too, and maybe even others. But anyway, it's a pretty good set overall. And then I also technically own 7, but... not to say that I'm necessarily proud of owning 7, but it's a fun franchise. I would definitely say that much. Tina says, Frankenstein Island, and then 300, and then Watchmen, and then Sucker Punch. Damn you, Tina. No. No. Megazord Jeremy, who would win in a fight, a Viking or a samurai? I'm going to go samurai just because of their cunning. I think cunning beats raw strength. Pat S., who's a member, says, I'm thankful for my three favorite movie soundtracks, Trainspotting, The Big Chill, Guardians of the Galaxy, honorable mention, Blues Brothers. I've only ever heard the soundtrack for Guardians, which is a great soundtrack. I think I might actually like Blues Brothers more. Slicer, Viking celebrated Snuggletog for the winter holidays. Doesn't everyone watch How to Train Your Dragons? Hashtag nerdbrag. That's a good shout. That's actually a good shout. The new number two says, Sensei Mike is making up for all the time he was gone. Yes, he is. He is absolutely making up for it. He's also making up for the drought that is current YouTube. YouTube has gone through such a drought, especially for movie content, which makes sense because there's not a whole lot of movie content to talk about. That's why I look to a lot of the Phantom Menace channels, a lot of the channels that I'm associated with. A lot of them have actually gone more towards... more relevant, modern, like current event stuff. Some even have gone more political. Some have gone more into talking about things like with the election. Obviously others are still dealing specifically with movies and specifically with the franchises and all these other things too. But you do see that there's been changes, and it's because YouTube's forcing these changes to happen, which is why I'm very happy to have the OMB report now so that I can have an actual outlet for that stuff. Eric K says, I keep with Friday Night Tights chat. Why can't I keep up with Friday Night's chat? Why can't you? I can keep up with it for the most part, but if I was having to read from it, and here's the thing too, is that would mean, oh, tag me in the chat and then I will read it out loud. And since we're already trying to have conversations in general, which is already hard enough because there's usually enough of us on a panel where it's hard sometimes to get your word in endswise. It gets more difficult. Preserver of Culture says, not a question. I just want to say a happy belated Thanksgiving as a holiday was actually 6 weeks ago. Oh, are you one of my Canadian listeners? Are you one of the Canadians out there? Speaking of Canadians, and this is not about anything with Canadians, I got two minutes. So let's try and wrap things up. Alex McCarthy says, I bought Fat Man. Yes, Alex, let me know how it is. Maybe you shouldn't. Father says, would a mass be worth more than $200 for you? Absolutely. Yes. Hands down. Yes. Father, are you questioning my faith right now? I'm hurt. Rhetorical thrill, revel in those baby days. They go faster with each one. I'm already seeing, to look at pictures of him as a newborn to him now, 6 weeks later, it's just crazy. Rob D, Odin, take care of the family, out to dinner with Sensei Mike's donations. Eventually, and this is something too where it's one of those things where I hate to talk about and mention it, but it is still something that's relevant. When YouTube donations or when Super Chats go in through YouTube, YouTube takes 30% of every single one of those Super Chats, and then they make you wait a month before you get it. So I'm very appreciative and much love to Sensei Mike. Can't not wait to get that next month to be able to buy something for Freya, especially. But anyway, for those that don't know, that's how it works. They take 30% out of every single one. So that $100 super chat he gave first, YouTube gets $30 of that. I get 70 of it. And that's all before taxes. And then I got to pay taxes on that stuff too later on. So it's actually not nearly as much as you would think. It's crazy stuff. But seriously though, all that still regardless doesn't matter because Sensei Mike, awesome dude. So freaking awesome. And I hear baby Thor crying, and so I'm just checking my text just to make sure that I don't need to jump upstairs real quick. But I do want to just wrap things up. Lord Toth, drop by to say hi. Hail to you. He has a work teleconference. I hope that you're doing very well. Again, if I'm skipping any comments, I'm trying to go through at least my members. Pat S, quick chat, quick vote on Thursday. I will have blank pie. Fill it in. It better be pumpkin pie. He says pecan. Boo! Should have been pumpkin pie. Should have been pumpkin pie. Tina then confirms his girl Friday is great. Loves Rosalind Russell. There's a strong woman character without it being rammed down your throats. Exactly. That is exactly. If you want to know how to do strong female characters, his girl Friday. Easy. Gregor DeGroff, welcome back. Eric K is a member. Love Cary Grant. Him with Hitchcock was amazing, as well as the underrated Father Goose. Never saw Father Goose. That's interesting. And again, I am apologizing if I'm skipping comments, but I am out of time. So I'm trying to get at least the members in here or any new people that I hadn't seen have a comment read tonight. And how many people are we at right now? We got 68 people. Smash that like button before we end things off. All righty. I'm getting caught up slowly but surely getting to the members. Where are the members? Father says, talk to Quarterblack about Josiah. Maybe Quarterblack can help. Quarterblack Garrett could probably help. But then again, as I said, I don't want it to make it seem like we're using him as a con. Again, that's the kind of stuff that just bothers me, doesn't bother other people. So Alex McCarthy is a member, says, I love the Fast and Furious franchise. 7, 8, and Hobbs and Shaw are fun. No, screw you, Alex. You're wrong. Alex McCarthy, everybody, has the worst takes on movies. 7 was not good. 8 was total trash. And Hobbs and Shaw were a giant mess. ZK Man, though I think they should have stopped after 4, I gave up on Fast and Furious after their 12-mile-long runway. Yeah, but you know what? That was still at a time when you're like, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. It is what it is. That's the kind of stuff that's more fun. Pat S says, I like Baby Driver better, but that's just me. No, Baby Driver is a great film. Baby Driver is a better, objectively a better film. Rosie says, do you ever review nonfiction films? Not particularly. So if you mean, I think that was meant to be about like, documentaries. I tend not to, but that's just because they're normally not my cup of tea, but I'm not against it completely. But she recommends Liberating a Continent. It's about Saint John Paul II and how he liberated Poland with Reagan and Thatcher and Eastern Europe. That does sound interesting, Rosie G. All right, I think are you the same Rosie who follows me on Twitter? If so, send me a link to that so that way I can remember, because otherwise I will forget because I'm trying to rush through these comments here. And the new number 2 says, YouTube sucks. YouTube sucks. It really, really sucks. YouTube sucks. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You're right. And again, I am skipping non-member comments unless it's a comment from someone that I've not seen officially tonight. So Hardwick, I know that you asked a lot of questions, man, but I can't, when I'm running out of time especially, I can't get to them all. Anyway, that is it over there. And let me just make sure I did not forget anybody over on DLive. My DLive fam, though, is usually pretty good. Yep, DLive fam is good. All right, everybody, thank you so very much for your love and support tonight. It has been freaking awesome. Seriously, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you also for sending your support over to the new channel, the OMB Report. Again, check out the link in the description if you want to find out more about that. We will be covering, obviously, politics, news, culture stuff over there as well. It is crazy. Rosie G, I am on Parler. Yes, Odin's Movie Blog is how you can find me over on Parler as well. So thank you very much for showing the love and support to the new channel, to the new venture. Had a lot of fun tonight. Hopefully y'all had fun as well. Also, of course, huge shout out to my members on the channel. Seriously, you rock. Shout out to the Valks, Tina and Steph, for always being great, for always keeping me in line as well. Shout out, of course, also to the DLive fam. My DLive fam gives me life, gives me strength. And just because it is a stream, I do need to shout out some of my YouTube members, specifically the members who are at the Army of Asgard and Keeper of the Bifrost level. So a shout out to Nico Blue, Fear is the Mind Killer, Andrew Hoyle, Eric K, Orange at Reviews, Adam Avery, The Bosco 2000, Twirly Wolf, Jay Stowe, and Aiden Vickery. Thank you all very much. You guys are freaking awesome. And yes, Tina, I do plan to have a Saturday show, but that could definitely be up in the air because I do have family coming in this weekend, like I'm sure you do. So we'll be in touch on that. But right now, I do plan for it. I don't know when it'll be or how long it will be or whether it actually even will happen. But right now, under the presumption, it will. If it won't, though, of course, I'll try and get people contacted over on the Twitters and the Discord, etc., to keep everyone posted. Anyway, you guys are freaking awesome, amazing, and beautiful people. One last shout-out, Andrew Hoyle. Have not added you to the final shout-out video yet, but shout-out to you for becoming the newest Patreon member and part of the Chosen of Valhalla. I will try and take care of your T-shirt and getting things set up with you. You guys are all amazing, beautiful people. Also, I will be recording a new episode of the OMB Podcast, which is exclusive to the Patreon, Subscribestar, and YouTube members. It's me and John Flickinger of John Flickinger Flame of the Flick Pick Flame, Flick Pick Fame. So if you want to have any questions that you want to ask us, if you are at the $10 up level on Patreon, Subscribestar, or on YouTube, those posts have been put out there. So check out those respective platforms to find out how to ask more. Anyway, I love you all from the bottom of my heart. You guys are great. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. And as always, God bless. And now for a huge shout out to all of my November Patreon and Subscribestar members. Albertus Magnus, Animation Commentator, Brian P., David Bobrizic, Dion, Divex, Enrique Evangelista, Father Christopher Miller, Hail Father, Father Damien Cook, Frank the Tank and the Shawhan Wiener Dog Clan, Harold Francis, the Hunky Chunky Funky Monkey, Inflamed Wood, It's a Trap Productions, Jason Clark, Jacob Juice, Jay, Jeffrey Toon, Jonathan Carney, Kenneth Camiel, Laura Story Times Two, Mad Mitch Dunaway, Mike Jackson, Mr. Peabody and his evil twin, On to June, Orange Hat Reviews, Out of Step with Reality, Outpost Dyer, Riff Magos, Rosetta Allen, Steve Glasker, Teresa Martin, or Miss Martin Muses, Theodore Benden, Tina Bojan, and Tina B, the Empress of the Universe. Thank you all for being my Patreon members, and a shout out, of course, to my Subscribestar members, Stand For, John B, Perpetual Punster, Robert Revo, Mr. Roy, Glinzer, Darkstar 57, J. Alex McCarthy Jr., US 888209 Fast, Dean Heiss, J. Rod, the Beer Guru, Nebadon G. Adams, and ZK Man. Thank you to my Subscribestar and Patreon members for supporting me for this month. I hope that you are enjoying your perks of getting access to things like a podcast, to giveaways, and also, of course, to other exclusive content. I know I've fallen a little bit behind with the birth of Baby Thor, and so I thank you very much for your patience and, of course, for your continued support. You guys are all amazing and beautiful people. Have a wonderful day, and as always, God bless.